A comedian known for playing a president has won a landslide victory to become Ukraine's actual next president. You can't make this stuff up. The incumbent, Petro Poroshenko, conceded defeat after exit polls showed he'd won 25% of the vote, compared to 73% for sitcom star Vladimir Zelensky. Mr. Zelensky thanked his supporters.
We have done this together. To all Ukrainians who supported me and who made a different choice, I want to thank all Ukrainians, wherever they are. I promise I will never let you down.
Anna Korbut is a Ukraine expert at Chatham House and joins us now from Western Ukraine. Anna, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
What's the reaction been to today's news there?
For now, people are getting used to the new situation, although sociological polls have been pointing to this result for quite a while now, so it was not quite a surprise. The supporters of Volodymyr Zelensky, of course, are happy. The problem is that among his supporters, there are so many different expectations, anywhere from economic front, such as raising wages or pensions or improving social standards in general, to the decrease of utility rates, to fight against corruption, to dealing with Russia and nearing end of war in Ukraine. These are super difficult tasks that I'm not sure any president or any government can accomplish within a very short period of time. So that is in the camp of Zelensky's supporters, in the camp of Poroshenko's supporters. It's now more of a preparation for the parliamentary election and waiting for Mr. Zelensky to actually announce his team, his appointments, and his first steps in his new capacity.
Mr. Zelensky has no political experience. Can you tell me what sort of platform he ran on? What were his main promises? What did he say he was going to do?
His platform, as I observed it, was built mainly on the criticism of the incumbents and generally on criticism of the situation in Ukraine. In many ways, the rhetoric of the campaign was populistic. He never was very specific about how he would accomplish the things he was complaining about. And so now we're still waiting for his team to announce how exactly he would correct or accomplish the things that the incumbents have failed to accomplish.
So tell me more about him. Was he a big celebrity before he entered politics? Was he like, I don't know, the Ukraine's Trump?
Well, it depends on who you speak to. So he definitely ran a pretty popular and, I guess, successful comedy shows, a couple of comedy shows, and a couple of movie productions. I would not be comparing them to late night show or Saturday show in the U.S. For a lot of people, especially who are critical of him, they did not necessarily like his level of humor or the quality of the humor or the production that he did. Also, a lot of people have been unhappy about how in his comedy shows he was actually treating the Ukrainian-speaking population or Ukrainians in general. He was they felt discriminated in the way he portrayed them in his show, and now it's hitting him back. But generally, I can say that he's popular, and his supporters perceive him as, you know, an honest guy, whom he played in the show, the servant of the people, and someone who's close to average people, who's not an elite, who's not from political establishment, who is close to them and who understands them. I guess that's how the supporters would perceive him.
As you say, he's promised to fight corruption, but he's quite close to an oligarch who actually is in self-imposed exile in Israel. Talk me through who this person is and what kind of implications do you think that may have for his leadership?
So this person is Ihor Kolomoisky. He owns, or he used to own, different assets in Ukraine, and one of the biggest assets was the Privatbank. It was a private bank, but it was what we call a systemic bank, so it was one of the biggest, if not the biggest bank in Ukraine. It was quite problematic from the financial perspective, so it had some issues with financial sustainability, and it is now under prosecution. So Mr. Kolomoisky is facing a couple of lawsuits, and after the Privatbank was nationalized, and the government or the taxpayers actually pay to keep the bank afloat, to keep it from collapsing. The current government has been quite successful in cleaning it up and making it more, generally the banking system in Ukraine, making it more stable. Mr. Kolomoisky has been hit hard financially during the last 5 years. He's facing a couple of lawsuits, and he wants to return to Ukraine. He has actually announced that he is returning to Ukraine.
Thank you so much for your time, Anna.
Thank you.
Anna Corbett is a Ukraine expert at Chatham House, and this is RN Drive.